Right now, good friend of our show, Bobby McMahon, joins us. He's a soccer analyst at Sportsnet and Forbes and SoccerLeague.com. Joining us, Bobby, thanks very much for being with us. And boy, I'll tell you what, the Premier League gets more and more interesting. Maybe we'll start with Man U winning a game and classifying that as a surprise. It shows you what's happened to them.
They did struggle at times. It started so well for them. They looked like it was going to be, it was almost like the old days. It was kind of typical West Ham going to Old Trafford, what you would normally expect. United probably winning by 3, maybe 4 goals, get a couple of goals in the lead, and then the game changes. And of course, the one that everybody's talking about is Wayne Rooney's lash out and finishing up with a red card, which really put a cloud over the whole performance and really set up a very, very, very dodgy last few minutes for Manchester United. And perhaps if West Ham had a little bit more self-belief, they would have left there with at least a draw.
You look at confidence and you wonder sometimes if you need a game like that maybe to get you going and get it turned around. Do you see Man U's problem as a confidence thing, or is it just the lineup is just not that good now, Bob?
Well, I think it's usually one of these situations where it's a whole bunch of things piled on each other. When you've got an awful lot of players trying to get accustomed to each other, because there is a lot of new players in the lineup. This, in some cases, particularly the back four, you're looking at in the case of being some young players involved. They've certainly got the talent up front. I don't think you can doubt that. Van Persie's there, Volcao's there. You've got a choice between Rooney and Mata, and you've got some other very good attacking players as well available. But the thing that I thought was quite fascinating, Roger, and the commentators talked about it yesterday. When West Ham got a corner, there was almost an intake of breath around Old Trafford because nobody had any confidence that they were going to deal with the corners. The goal came from the corner, and every time that ball was played into the Manchester United penalty area from a corner, it looked like there was a good chance West Ham were going to score. And it really was an interesting observation, I thought, from the commentators, because even watching on TV, you could kind of sense the tension coming from the crowd. There was not the old confidence of the Old Trafford crowd. This was a crowd that was definitely on edge for 90 minutes.
Bobby McMahon with a soccer analyst, Sportsnet, and Forbes and SoccerLeague.com with us on Sportsnet tonight. I'm Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, as we talk about the EPL. Interesting day for sure. Wayne Rooney taking a red card nearly costing his team too as well. Sometimes you wonder, all calls are individual, but Bobby, the frustration level sometimes got to be, things are tight there. You mentioned the crowd is tight. Looks like everybody's tight there.
Sometimes you could see a situation that was forming. You could see it being a tactical foul. You could see Rooney clipping the heels. I believe it was Stuart Downing going through, clipping the heels and taking the foul because there was a break on there. But Rooney never, it wasn't a case of tapping ankles. That was an agricultural big hoof. Like, he could have done some serious damage to the West Ham player. And of course now, it's violent conduct. He's going to be missing for 3 games. With Manchester United being out of Europe, essentially an international break, he won't be back for about 4 weeks. And perhaps that opens the chance for Juan Mata. And we know there's been controversy around Rooney's appointment as captain, and some people questioning whether he really is worth his place in the Manchester United team. I tend to think he is, but others would disagree with me. But now he's left the door open. What happens if Juan Mata comes in, plays very well? What does Louis van Gaal do at that time? He's got a choice between, does he bring his captain in even though he doesn't deserve his place? Or does he continue Juan Mata and have his captain sitting on the bench? That's a pretty tough decision.
Tough decision indeed, and made tougher by Rooney's behavior today, so we'll see how that works out. Liverpool and Everton tie 1-1. Mario Balotelli and company in Liverpool just can't seem to get any offense going, and there's got to be some alarm bells after the great season they had, and we talked about that last time you visited, Bobby, but Liverpool just seems to be stuck in neutral here in the early going.
Yeah, there's some players that just look like they haven't really acclimatized. Markovic, I think, could be a one that would stand out in that category. They spent a lot of money taking him to Anfield, probably upwards of $30 million. He looks like he's completely off the pace and really not worth his starting position for Liverpool just now. Daniel Sturridge is out injured. They really need him back to fire him up. Because Balotelli, as much as a character he is and as much as he astounds us with some of his ability from time to time, there's still a question mark over his ability to do it over a concentrated period of time and be very, very consistent. And Liverpool, although they had a lot to play, they had to rely on a free kick from Steven Gerrard, which I don't think was actually a particularly great free kick. I thought Tim Howard in the Everton goal was very suspect on that. And apart from that, Liverpool really struggled. They had a lot of play, a lot of possession, but they really struggled to create chances.
Yeah, and as a result, a 1-1 tie there. Chelsea continuing to roll, though. They're at the top of the table. They're picking up a pile of points, and they had a pile of goals in a 3-0 win over Aston Villa. Diego Costa, his eighth goal of the season. Life pretty good for Chelsea right now.
Oh, they were very smooth looking against Aston Villa. They got early goal, which really helped them. Oscar getting the goal, so it settled them down after about 7 minutes. I think it was the kind of game, if Aston Villa were going to have, if they were had the ability to pull a surprise, if they were going to pull a surprise, they really needed to stay in that game as long as they could with no goals on the board, or perhaps even steal a goal themselves. But the Chelsea with that goal early on kind of destroyed that game plan a little bit, and Aston Villa finished up looking pretty anemic at times. And I thought, really, you look at a player like Cesc Fabregas, who played in the midfield for Chelsea. He orchestrated everything. Everything was going through him. He was pulling the strings. I thought he was absolutely terrific. And Chelsea continue to look like a very, very good team at the moment. And certainly, out of any team in the Premier League, the team most likely to take it.
Man City's offense was never in question. They had kind of a so-so start in the EPL, but 4 goals against Hull City today, which shows when they can turn it on, they do turn it on, don't they?
Well, they do score goals, and Dzeko getting a couple of them, and I think if you look at Dzeko's record for Manchester City, and even his time with Wolfsburg as well, he tends to be one of these players that become a little bit of a streaky scorer. And so when he gets it going, he can stay hot for quite a period of time. So that's probably a little bit of good news for Manchester City, but still far from convincing in terms of their overall display. Letting Hull back into the game wasn't necessarily a good sign for them. So City, I think, have an extra gear, or maybe even 2 gears they've got to find yet before they hit top form in the Premier League.
Bobby McMahon, soccer analyst, Sportsnet, and ForbesSoccerLeague.com, joining us tonight on Sportsnet Tonight, as he usually does. I'm Roger Lajoie. We continue to talk about the EPL. Tottenham just has a tough time getting any points at Emirates Stadium, drawing Arsenal 1-1 today, and with only one win there in their last 22 trips. But I guess at this stage of the game, you know, Bobby, they'll probably take that. And when you do look at the standings, they are one of those teams that are just hanging around here. It's still in the early going. Order might get restored, but maybe talk about what you saw in that game.
I thought Spurs, they sneaked the goal early in the second half. Really, the Arsenal coughed the ball up far too easily. They were committed far too many players forward on the left. Kieran Gibbs had already moved in a much more attacking position. Tottenham caught them sort of napping at the beginning of the second half, and then eventually, obviously, Chamberlain's equaliser gave Arsenal what on the play they deserved. But once again, rather like Liverpool, Arsenal had a lot of the play but didn't create too many great chances against the Tottenham team. Quite frankly, Roger, I thought they were there for the taking. I thought they were absolutely abysmal in the first half. And it was only a slight improvement in the second half, and it really came down to some pretty stout defending and an absolutely magnificent save from the goalkeeper, Hugo Lloris, from Mertesacker, from a header that kept Arsenal off the board before the Oxlade-Chamberlain equaliser. So they had a lot to be grateful for in terms of their defensive display, but anything in the midfield and up front, it was pretty anemic.
Nothing to crow about defeating QPR because, Queen's Park Rangers are one of the lower-seeded teams. But Southampton's 2-1 win keeps them second at the table, 6 games in, with 13 points. How long can they keep that up?
Well, they haven't got Europe to worry about. They're making a bit of a mockery of people like myself who talk about needing to give players time to bed in, because some of their players seem to have bedded in pretty damn quickly. Tadic looks like he might be one of the signings of the year. He's playing well. Pali scored an absolutely terrific goal against QPR. Mane, who didn't start the season but has come in the last few weeks, very pacey. He helped create a really good goal for Ryan Bertrand as well. And they're not looking like they've got too many problems defensively as well. Now, as we've seen in the past, often when expectations rise, Teams perhaps have a little bit of trouble keeping up with that, and you maybe question the depth of the Southampton squad, but at the moment they're flying high, not looking anything like the team that a lot of people predicted at the beginning of the season because of the players they sold. And anybody who gets a chance to see the highlights of the Southampton QPR game should really watch it, because overall, three goals, absolutely terrific goals and well worth catching.
Saw those on the package. They were nice goals for sure. Highlight reels. Finally, Lionel Messi, 400 goals and 27 years of age. Talk about his impact on the game. Wow.
He's still got something to go, doesn't he?
Sure does.
When you look at 400 and he's 27, and his ability to dictate a game, and I think he's one of the players, although you know he spends a lot of his game up to now has been about that change of pace and the ability to intimidate defences by running at them at pace with a close control. You can also see how his game's kind of changed in the last few years as well, and he's perhaps got that ability to sit back a little bit more and be and perhaps look to be as much a creator of goals as a scorer of goals. But he's one of these players, I think, Roger. He's like Ronaldo, in as much as no matter how old he gets, his long-range shooting is still going to be with him, and he is so good from distances that you could see if he wants to, he could be playing well into his 30s and make a mockery of some of these goal totals.
100%. And Bobby McMahon will follow soccer for us on a regular basis here at Sportsnet, ForbesSoccerly.com as well, and joins us here on Sportsnet tonight to recap the EPL on a regular basis, which we really appreciate. Bobby, stay well. Have a great week.
Thanks very much, Roger.